Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Harry Cox is with us, author and journalist, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories you may not yet have heard and to give analysis on some of those that you have. And where we start is with an internecine feud, family battles, Valerie. Reports being denied by Danny Healy-Ray that there was a rift between himself and Michael Healy-Ray. This is being reported in the Kerry's Eye, suggesting a bitter row between the two.
A very bitter row indeed. You see, the problem is that the Healy-Rays came as a package when they decided to support the government. And in return for that, in return for getting votes from both of them, they got a junior ministry, which went to Michael. This was junior ministry for forestry. But of course, as we all know at this stage, Michael has now resigned. And apparently the tension down in Kerry is something else. The family runs a pub in Kilgarvan. Now, it's one of the most colourful places you could ever visit. In fact, I spent 2 days there after the smoking ban. I think it was in 2004 when they declared that they were not ever introducing the smoking ban in their pub. So that's the kind of background you're coming to.
I hope you got hazard pay for all the carbon monoxide and nicotine exposure you suffered.
It's more like a club than a pub now, to be honest. But tensions have been very heavy this week. Michael has not been seen in the Dáil all week. According to his son, Jackie, he's taking time out, regrouping. But he will govern again, he said, which I thought was an interesting comment. But in Kerry County Council as well, there was a meeting this week, and Kerry's Eye, which has just been sold incidentally, Kerry's Eye reported that there was palpable tension at Kerry County Council. Now, you've got to remember that the councillors include three Healy-Ray councillors, Danny's children, Danny and Maura, and also Michael's son, Jackie, and they all sit as councillors. So you can understand where that tension was coming from. But the problem really is that the Michael Healy-Ray camp are blaming Danny's decision to vote no confidence in the government this week for Michael's resignation. And people are saying that Michael didn't actually need to resign at all.
Oh, but it would have been tricky, wouldn't it? Tricky to support the government in that vote and then face rural Kerry electors.
It would be absolutely unbelievable to do that. I mean, the Healy-Rays run what is almost an independent republic down in Kerry. And they're already planning ahead because sources, unnamed sources, quoted, are saying things like that the Michael Healy-Ray camp, okay, they're blaming Danny's decision, but they're saying that Michael and his son, Jackie Healy-Ray, who was Michael's advisor as a minister and who has now lost his job, is going to stand on a joint platform in the next election and they're going to exclude Danny from the ticket. And then Michael says,
this is like the Godfather.
Oh, look, it's worse. Michael, we just don't have the horse yet. But Michael said that he's also going to try and forge a deal with the other independents for speaking rights in the Dáil, which can be a major problem when you're an independent. And in fact, with that in mind, even Michael's seat is going to be moved to some other place in the Dáil.
We will watch this space, Valerie. Now, we were talking earlier on to Joe and he was detailing the job cuts that are coming down the track at Microsoft and at Meta. And in part, those cuts, particularly in Meta, are being attributed to AI. Mark Zuckerberg has said that 2026 is the year that AI is going to fundamentally start to shift the workplace. It is doing it in very real terms in one shop in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. It's an experiment, really, and on market. And it's billed as the world's first retail boutique run by AI, specifically the manager, an agent whose name is Luna. Now, it has been a spectacular disaster so far.
Oh, good. That's really
glad to hear that. And some are actually calling it a stunt. But Luna has struggled so much in running this shop Luna, male, female, it, whatever it is, cannot survive, struggling with things like employee schedules. And the other thing is, she can't stop ordering candles. So if you go along and have a look at this shop, it's full of thousands of candles because she keeps ordering them for some strange reason. Now, she also ordered 1,000 toilet seat covers for the employee's bathroom and then listed them as merchandise. And she fouled up the employee schedule enough that the store has now had to close for the past 3 days to try to reorganise it. Now, the other interesting thing about this shop is they don't use price tags because they want to encourage you to actually interact with Luna. So if you want to ask how much an item costs, I mean, you pick up maybe a nail file or something and you say, you know, the automated voice says, "Hey, what's up?" And you say, "What did you pick up today?" And then you tell them and they give you a price. Now, she also talks back to you if you touch the merchandise. So there was a white mug with a smiley face logo. And if you pick that up, Luna says, "That's $28. And then if you pick up the pistachio nuts, "Nice choice, that's $14. And if you pick up a bar of soap, she says, "Nice choice, that's $10. So far, since the opening, it's actually lost $13,000.
Can you explain a moment? I can understand her with the toilet seats, given that she doesn't have an alimentary canal. So she, you know, it's not her area of expertise. But has anybody figured out the candles?
No, they haven't figured that out. And the consignments of candles keep arriving. That's the main problem. And at this stage, they have thousands of candles in the shop and they've had to put them into the windows and everything.
This is a great relief for those of us who have been concerned that AI will eventually take our jobs. Valerie Cox, thank you very much. 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.